Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, 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 and welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is greatly, so greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on the Lord's day. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. We thank you for being here with us on today, and we pray that you will enjoy the services. Amen and amen. Amen. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God as we have been reviewing the history and the walk of the Israelites and their walk with God and how God has loved them so much. And God always expresses his love in such an extreme way. He is so patient with us. He is so caring with us. And we see this with the Israelites. However, they continued to rebel. They didn't understand. They would not implement their faith and their trust in God. And they just let the flesh go wild. And they let the flesh have its way instead of letting God have his way. Because you cannot, the flesh and the spirit does not work in harmony. The flesh and the spirit do not move in the same direction. So you cannot be in harmony with God if your flesh is in control. And the only way that we are going to be in harmony with God is to subdue the flesh. We saw on yesterday how God was calling his people unto holiness. Holiness, holiness, holiness. This is what God requires, because nothing works without holiness. In the spirit of holiness, you can't walk in faith unless you're walking in the spirit of holiness. You can't walk in love unless you're walking in the spirit of holiness. You can't walk in obedience. You can't walk in joy. See, you can't walk in the spirit unless you're walking in the spirit of holiness. The spirit of holiness is what brings everything together. It glues everything together, see. Because, beloved, amen, the Bible tells us without holiness, absolutely no man shall see the Lord. See, a lot of people are in form and fashion. A lot of people are in the flesh. They have that show-off spirit. They have that fleshly spirit, that loud spirit, that carnal. See, this carnal. See, because their heart is not authentic. The reason holiness is so important because your degree of holiness determines your degree of authenticity. And if you're not authentic, you cannot be one with God, because God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So this all, it all ties in. And so, beloved, amen, what the Lord wants us to know, glory be to God, is the same love that he had for the Israelites, the same love, amen, that he had, amen, beloved, for his chosen people, glory be to God, is the same love he has for you. The same way his chosen people were called, you were called, and beloved, you have a call to holiness. a call to holiness. Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 9. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. These are four verses, power pack. We could really spend 1 week. We could spend the next 7-10 days or so just on these four scriptures. For the sake of time, amen, we're just going to condense it, amen, glory be to God, because we know that we don't run out of words, but we run out of time. I want you to pay attention in verse number 9. Let's go back and look at verse number 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Underline the word holy. Underline the word holy. Don't be afraid to mark up in your Bible. If you're afraid to mark up in your Bible, you need to buy two. One you mark up in and one you don't. A holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who have called you. I want you to underline the word called. Called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want you to underline that word called. God has called you unto holiness. See, let me tell you something. God has called you unto holiness. He didn't call you, amen, to live fat, glory be to God, and live greedy and live on top and be among who's in America, and glory be to God, and all that other stuff, which he may give you and don't have a problem giving it to you if your heart is right and it lines up with his will for you. But God didn't call you unto that. See. He didn't call you to live, to live the have and the have nots. And, you know, we have all this grandeur and, you know what I mean? And we, get all big head and trying to keep up with everyone else and comparing ourselves to everyone else. God didn't call you unto that. The scripture tells us that God called us unto holiness, beloved. He said, you're special. He said, you're royalty. You're royal. My God, a royal priesthood. You don't have to walk around with your head down. You can walk with your head up, lifted high. Come on, somebody. But he said, not only are you royal, not only are you precious in my sight, he said, you're peculiar. Now, you can't be peculiar living with the familiar. You got to make up your mind, baby. There has to be a separation. There has to be a dividing point. Glory be to God. In the Old Testament, beloved, everybody couldn't come before God. Only the priest could come. Only the high priest. And let me tell you something. And even that was a delicate walk. Because when that high priest went into the Holy of Holies, they had to tie a string, a rope around his ankle with some bells. And every time the priest would take a step, okay, towards God, amen, then the bells would ring. So the people on the outside of the court knew that the priest was still alive because the bells was chiming. But because God is so holy, beloved, and if that priest wasn't right, that priest would drop dead. And the people on the outside couldn't come in and get him because they would drop dead too. That's why they tied the rope around his ankle. So in case the priest dropped dead, they just pull him on out. Just pull him on the outside of the temple. But guess what, beloved? The Lord has called you his priest. You can go before God for yourself. You don't have to wait till the Pope come in town. You don't have to wait for the high priest. Glory be to God. He called you a royal priesthood. Glory be to God. When Jesus came and died on the cross, beloved, the pattern changed. Ah, come on, somebody. There was a change. There was a change. Glory be to God. And now you and I, because of our faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we can come directly into God's presence without fear. He tells us we can come boldly. Amen. Hebrews, amen, chapter number 4, verse 16. Write that down. Put that in your notes. Glory be to God. Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 16. Excuse me. Hallelujah. It tells us to come boldly before the throne of God. Come boldly. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. I mean, you can put a little posture, a little swagger in your walk, baby. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And not only, beloved, can we come before God, before ourselves, right? Because we are the royal priesthood. We are the priests. We are given the responsibility of bringing others to him also. See, he don't want you just coming just for yourself. He wants you to bring some other people too. That's your responsibility. Why you think you're still here? God could have saved you and took you straight to heaven the same day. The same moment you gave your life to Christ, he could have said, okay, we out. Let's go. No, he left you behind. Why do you think he left you? You got work to do. It ain't all about you, beloved. Let me tell you something. It ain't even about you. John the Baptist said, less of me and more you. This is God's show. God is calling the shots here. It's his world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He's the one in charge. It ain't about you. Your gifts are not for you. Glory be to God. As matter of fact, and we'll talk about this later on this week, he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. It ain't even about you. You got to give yourself away. The will of God for the glory of God. This is what God has been trying to instill in the hearts of all of his people.
Glory be to God. When we are united with Christ as members of his body, we join in his priestly work of reconciling God and humanity. Isn't that beautiful? And God called you. Well, yeah, well, you know, pastor was called. Yeah, pastor was called. Uh-huh. The apostle was called. Yeah, apostle was called. And you know, you got the fivefold work of the ministry. You know, you got the apostles, you got the prophets, and you got the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You've been doing a little homework. Yeah, well, they were called. Yeah, they were called. Uh-huh. What's next? Because you've been called too. You don't have to be a part of the fivefold ministry, beloved. Glory be to God. The fivefold ministry is a gift to the body of Christ. You need to be careful how you treat your gift. Huh? But you've been called. I said you might have given your life to Christ on yesterday. You've been called. And wait. Write this scripture down. Ephesians chapter number one, verse number four. Uh-huh. Now check this out. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. Wait a minute. Say what, Pastor? Didn't God call me the day I got saved? No. Uh-uh. Didn't God call me when, you know, when I decided that I was going to, you know, get some stuff together and really live? No. Didn't God call me the day I gave him my tithes and gave him my offering and not. Didn't God call me the day I was born out of my mother's womb? No. Let me tell you how awesome God is. God said he called you before the foundation of the world. Before God created the earth, the world. Wait a minute, but how the scientists say that the world is about 600,000 years. I don't care how old it is. You was called before that. God knew you. God knew you before you came forth. Because this is the thing, beloved. Thank God for your mama. Thank God for your daddy. All right? They got together and conceived you. But guess what? You came from heaven. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Huh? He said before the foundation of the world, when God, amen, hallelujah, created the earth, earth be, sun be, stars be, they want to call it the big blast theory. They ain't call it what they want. Before God created all that, God called you. And that's something. Before God created Adam and Eve in the garden, before God created the first two people on planet Earth, God called you. He already had you worked up in his schedule. He already had you worked up on his agenda on how he was going to redeem, amen, mankind, amen, how he was going to use you, amen, to touch the people around you, how he was going to use you, amen, to touch your family members, how he was going to use you and your prayer life, how he was going to use you. Well, how was God going to do that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Keep reading. Let's go back to our scripture in Ephesians 1 and 4. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his presence and love. Ooh, there we go. There it is. Oops, there it is. Huh? Called us unto holiness. That's how he going to use you. Because you've been called unto holiness. People can see the light of God in you. They can see, amen, your willingness to serve God. Yeah, you making some mistakes, you stumbling, but guess what? But they are, you know, amazed how when you make your mistakes, you get up, you confess it, you keep on going. Amen. You don't keep going back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're pressing forward. You think they ain't watching, baby. They watching. People you don't think watching. God has called you unto holiness and blame to be blameless. We're going to talk on that this week before the Lord's willing. We're going to talk on that. We're going to talk on what it means to be perfect. We're going to talk on that. Ah, Rabago, God has called you unto that, beloved. You've been called to holiness. Well, can I go to school and take a course in holiness? Yeah, well, you can take a course in anything you want to take a course in, because God desires for us to be knowledgeable. And his people perish for a lack of knowledge. But that don't add or take away from the fact that you already called. Well, God didn't disconnect the call. They say, sometimes we call people, we don't get them, you know what I mean? They don't pick up voicemail, but we disconnect the call. God didn't disconnect the call. You still call. God didn't change his mind. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to write this scripture down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. For God has not called us to impurity, but to holiness. Say, what, Pastor? Can't you add some more? I can't add nothing to God's word. God said, anyone who try to add or take away from his word is a curse. I heard some preacher on television one day this week, and I flipped the channel real quick trying to, you know, convince people that God don't curse his people and allow curses. Amen. And I flipped the channel. I flipped the channel. Because if, you know, because God didn't call you, you know, to, you know, once you're saved, you're not cursed, and, you know, and you're not sick, you know, in poverty and sickness. And I wish if I was face to face with them, I said, excuse me, and tell me why so many of God's people sick. Excuse me, and tell me why so many of God's people are in poverty. Excuse me. See, people want to give you half the scripture. See, glory be to God. God, read it again. I want you to write, I pray, beloved, amen. You don't have to wait until you sign up into our university and Bible school, amen, that's starting up this year. Amen. You don't have to wait to come at that time with paper and pencil. You in school every morning here. Amen. Glory be to God. Because if the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, that means you ought to be coachable, you ought to be teachable. Okay, let's read that one more time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. For God has not called us to impurity, but God has called us to holiness. Beloved, you've been called. You got a calling. What's your calling, sister? I'm called to be an evangelist. Okay, brother, what are you? Yeah, it was confirmed. I know. I'm an apostle. I've been called to. Yeah, this is my calling. This is my calling. You hear people say it all the time. I got to do this, y'all, because this is my calling. I got, it's like fire shut up in my bone. All right, we get all that. That's good. Keep going. All right, but let's just go back now and let's get first things first. Because a lot of times we want to skip over the first things to get to the second thing. You're not going to be successful in anything until you get the first thing right. What's your first calling? My first calling, All right, you don't know? All right, so let us help you this morning. You've been called to holiness. And of course, you cannot, amen, walk in, amen, holiness, amen, until you first get to know him. You got to know him. You got to accept him. See, because trying to walk in holiness without knowing the Lord, y'all remember when they started, you know, exposing, you know, the scandal that was going on, say with the nuns, remember, let's just use the nuns. And the nuns, they look all pretty, you know what I mean? They got on their long dresses and, you know, they got on their bright colors and got their head wrapped, you know, and got all that, you know, all that outward appearance. And they found out their women was having more abortions than the law allowed. That's just one scenario. We can pick 100 scenarios. That one came to mind. They was having more abortions than the hard. Yeah, but they holy women. Yeah, on the outside. We all can look holy on the outside. All you need is a couple pieces of clothes. Put your makeup up. You know, put on a suit, put on a tie. We all can look holy. That don't mean your heart's there. That don't mean your heart is there. So, beloved, we've been called to it. In other words, so even though you call to it, you have to answer the call. Now, I'm calling you, but you're not available. You're not available. I can't get with them. I can't get with them because they ain't picking up. I hope everything okay. Maybe they busy. They ain't picking up. Well, that happens sometimes. Especially in today's times, I think we all too accessible. All too accessible. 4 and 5 telephones. Glory be to God. Emails. You know what I mean? Hit me up on social media. You know what I mean? Too accessible. You sleeping. Glory be to God. Amen. I know some people, even if they're in prayer, talking to God, and their telephone ring, they pick up. How disrespectful. It's one thing to tell a person, excuse me, I got to get this call. My daughter calling, my spouse calling. Excuse me, 1 second, I'll be right back with you. That's one thing. But you going to tell the God of the universe, excuse me, God, let me get this call and see who this is. I know we in prayer right now, but excuse me, God, I'm going to get this call. I'm going to come back. Baby, let me tell you, we too accessible. And our priorities out of order. Nobody should interfere with your private time with God. It ain't nothing going down. Because let me tell you something. Even if it is going down, you can't do nothing about it anyhow. But so-and-so, this just happened. Okay. All right. We'll be there. You can't do nothing about it anyway. You can't be but one place at one time. Call to holiness. So we see, beloved, in 1 Peter 2 and 9, call to holiness, royal priesthood, royal nation, holy nation, holy nation, which means this is, beloved, plural, not singular. You're not the only one being called to holiness. Now, let's get this straight. Let's clear this up. Now, we know God loves you, but I want you to know God loves everybody else, too. Sometimes we think we so special that God don't love nobody else but us. God only going to do special favors for us. Now, I come to tell you, amen, there's a whole nation, all right? Boy, you ain't going to be in heaven by yourself, baby. And you can't even live on earth by yourself. You can't do nothing by yourself because God would have created Adam and left it like that. We are our brother's keeper. See? So sometimes we want to get a little selfish with that. He didn't say you're a holy person. He said you're a holy nation, which means you should be walking with other men and women that's holy. That should be your association, to be around other holy people, to be fed by them, to be empowered by them. Glory be to God, to be equipped by them. Glory be to God, that when God sends you out in the wilderness, sends you into those dark places on a mission, you'll be fueled up, baby. You ready to do God's work. Now, you ain't going to stay in darkness. You on an assignment over there. Jesus was always in somebody's house eating. I don't know what they was eating, probably fish, whatever. Jesus was eating and having a good time to the point John the Baptist, when he was in prison, John the Baptist said, wait a minute, I want you to send a message to Jesus. Find out, is Jesus the one, or should we be looking for another? I'm in prison about to get my head chopped off for doing the work of God, and he over there partying hardy. Huh? Turning water into wine? That means he's tasting some too? But let me tell you something. Jesus was among the common folks, but when Jesus came out, Jesus wasn't uncommon. When Jesus came out from that dinner party or whatever else they was doing, however they fellowship, let me tell you something. Jesus wasn't changed, but somebody else was. And yes, God will send us into dark places, beloved. I know people that had to go into a bar and came on an assignment to rescue somebody. And if somebody saw them coming out that bar, you know that. That's why my grandmother said, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes, Pastor. They came out the bar. Yeah, but you don't know why they was in there. Number one, maybe they just had to go to the bathroom before they had an accident. Number two, maybe they was on an assignment. Well, my best friends are unsaved. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, of course, we cannot be separated from all unsaved people. No, we got a work to do within that. But it's a work to do. You do your work. What do we do after when the work is finished? We go home. You go to work. You punch the clock. Amen. You punch out and you go home. You do the work that God has called you to do. And then you go home. Now, you want to sleep over with them. Well, while I'm here, you know, what you got? Hey, well, what? While I'm here, and this is how the devil gets us. Glory be to God. And that's why the Bible says, touch not the unclean thing. Write your scripture down. Second. Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Did you get that? He said, be ye separate. You associate with them, baby, but you ain't mingling with them. You ain't sleeping with them. Doggone it, you ain't partying with them. Come on now, cut the crap. Glory be to God. Yeah, you work with them, you live with them, you on an assignment with them. Glory be to God. And when you do the assignment, and you go home. Glory be to God. Call, I'm going to give you one more scripture and one more scripture. Okay, so you got it? You got it? You convinced now? All right, meditate on it. You'll be okay. Call to holiness. Okay? So the first scripture is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Second scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 7. You might as well put down the scripture that I just gave you. That wasn't in my outline for this morning, but put that down too. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 17. The last scripture I want to share with you on this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 1. Come on, going to the King James. First Peter chapter number 1. Okay, here it is. I want to read three verses. Read with me, write them down, starting with verse 14. 14. Let's start at verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who have called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Wow. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, obedient, underline the word obedient, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, underline that word conforming and ignorance, verse 15, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, in all of your conduct, in all of your conduct, your lifestyle, your way of living, when you're working, when you're playing, in your private time, in your public time, be ye holy, because I am holy. I want you to underline the word, dear beloved. He, in verse 15, he who has called you. There it is. Beloved, I have given you four scriptures this morning to confirm that you've been called to holiness. It's a calling, baby. You got to answer the phone. You got to add that. Look, you can't keep letting those calls go into voicemail. Because your voicemail, the box is not that full. They can only take about 10 messages. Baby, you got to answer that call. We found out yesterday, beloved, amen, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, that there's a highway to holiness. And that's the only way you're going to get to heaven. That's why you got to answer that call. Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But Pastor, let me tell you, they did this, they did that, they did that. Okay, fine. Yeah, all that was a good work. Was it a God work? Was it born again? I was there okay. Was they living the holy lifestyle? Was they striving towards that authenticity in our relationship? That's how I would define holiness. Define holiness, Pastor, the authenticity of our relationship with God. Genuine, real. God is a spirit. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't know. Well, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Later for that person that already transitioned, what about you? What about you? That's what God is concerned about. What you going to do? Beloved, Peter's words mean that all parts of our lives and character should be in the process of becoming conformed, both inwardly and outwardly, to God's standards. After people commit their lives to Christ, they sometimes still feel a pullback to their old ways. Peter tells us to be like our Heavenly Father, holy in everything that we do. Holiness means being totally devoted, totally dedicated to God. Holiness means to be set apart for his special use and away from sin and its destructive influence. We are to be different from the world in a positive way, loving and serving others in the name of Jesus. Our focus and our priorities must be his. All this is in direct contrast to our old ways. Cannot become holy on our own. But God gives us his Holy Spirit to help us obey him and give us power to overcome sin. Beloved, don't use the excuse that you can't help slipping into sin, because that's nothing but an excuse. Rely on God's power to free you from sin's grip so you can truly make a difference in your circle of influence. God has called you to make a difference, and just not an ordinary difference. He wants you to be significant, a significant difference, a significant influence. And you can't do that without the power. Power. You know what? That's what this generation, God, I'm asking God to give me the location. I want to have it's on me to have a three-night revival. I just asked God just got to open the door for me. Where are we going to have it? Three-night Holy Ghost revival. Because you want to know what this generation here is missing? We don't have the Holy Ghost. We don't have the filling of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have that Holy Ghost power, that power, amen, that's the power to walk right. That's the power to live right. That's the power to start that cycle of holiness. We don't have it. That Holy Ghost power that God spoke about in Acts 1 and 8, guess what? It's still available today. And I say this as I close, and I was talking to one of somebody close to us, and they made a confession, and they told me about a situation, and they said, well, Pastor, I was about to cuss him out. Okay? That was real. Then she said, but you know what? After what she said, but I asked God to forgive me. I said, okay, all right. So that shows that your heart is right. Then she made a third statement. She said, I just need a little bit more power. I said, you ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. Because when you got that Holy Ghost, when you want to cuss somebody out, you're not going to cuss them out. When you want to do wrong, that power is the power to live right. Your flesh is just not going to cooperate with you to live holy, to do what God wants and give God what he wants and deny your flesh and deny other people. Your flesh don't roll like that. And because you are in this flesh and every place you go, this flesh shows up, then you need something greater. We all have the gift of the Holy Spirit once we are born again, but the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the overflow of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the power. That's the power that starts to shake Satan in his boots. And the demons start to back up. Glory be to God when you show up. No, it's not you, but it's the power. Somebody say, greater is he that lives within me than he that lives in the world. Power to tell the devil no. Power to tell the devil hell no. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Power. Power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Beloved, you've been called to holiness. Now it's time for you to answer the call. Time for you to answer the call. I called you yesterday, sister. You know I was busy. I was busy. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe you were. You can't tell God that no more. It's time for you to answer the call. You have been called to holiness. You've been called to live separate. You've been called to glorify the King and be the light of the world, the light of Christ shining through you. You've been called to make a significant difference so that other people will want to be like you. Not everybody's. One man plant, another man water, for God giveth the increase. Just do your part and do it with your whole heart. Amen and amen. Father, if you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, don't try to live holy without being saved. We already gave you the analogy. That ain't just ain't going to work. That outward appearance. Jesus said, these here, they confess me, amen, with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. You don't want to fall into that category. Nah, that's a losing proposition there. All right, you don't win. Amen. You want to win or you want to lose? Glory be to God. All right, if you never received Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, repeat after me real quickly. Come on, don't take all day. You don't take all day. Just make up your mind. But you got to, it's a two-part. You got to believe and confess. You can't just believe in your heart. Well, God knows what's in my heart. Yeah, God knows what's in your heart, but what's in your mouth? Okay, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now and believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins, to take me to heaven when I die, and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 The angels are rejoicing. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. Amen. When God swipes you out of the kingdom of darkness and adopts you into his royal family. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and send you out some materials to help you grow until your full salvation. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you can start on that road to holiness as you become a disciple of him. All you have to do is follow Jesus. All you got to do is follow Jesus. Now for those of you who are born again, but you've been naughty, you've been giving in, you haven't been putting up a fight. Amen. Glory. When the Bible says fight the good fight of faith, come on now. Just ask God to help you. Just ask God to help you. Amen. Glory be God. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. Tomorrow we want to talk about, amen, hallelujah, a holy transformation. We're talking about, tomorrow we want to talk about transforming your mind
See, because in order for you to live a holy life, you have to have a holy mindset. Lord's willing, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And we give your name praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Father, because your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. We confess every sin of omission and commission. Thank you for being so patient with us. God, we know that this is a process, but we have to participate in the process. And we've been fighting it, running away from it, but we say not no more. Not no more, Father God. For 20 and 24, Father God, we say we're going to walk through the doors that you have opened, Father God, and we're going to do it your way. Thank you for helping us, and thank you for helping us to help ourselves, Father, in Jesus' name. And we bless you. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Come that rise in judgment, we condemn. We seal this prayer, glory be to God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Amen and amen. All right, God bless each and every one of you. Have a good day. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today. Amen, glory be to God. And let us pray, and let us pray, and let us pray one more prayer. Amen, Pastor Alfreda. Amen, signing out. Blessings to you, and to you.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, comfort and friend. How we need your touch again. Your voice be heard. Come and